This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. There are nearly 2 billion people around the world who live in slum housing and more than 100 million who are homeless. Habitat for Humanity works to help families break the cycle of poverty and escape from unsafe, unhealthy living conditions to build long-term financial security. Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County opened their resale shop south of Cortez last year, selling new and gently used building materials, appliances, and housewares to fund construction work on homes for people in need, either new builds or renovations. Joining me in the studio this morning are Lynn Anderson. She is the store manager for Habitat for Humanity at the resale store. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Tom.
And also Susan Rain is here this morning. She's a board member for Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan, let's start with you. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of need is there in Montezuma County for housing?
Montezuma County is one of the poorest counties in Colorado, and the HUD statistics show that the median income for Montezuma County is in the neighborhood of $55,000, which means that there are a large number of people who are not able to qualify for a standard mortgage in this county. The estimated number that do not have sufficient income to qualify for a standard mortgage is between 34 and 60% of Montezuma County residents. So that tells us that there's a real need for housing for these folks. And in this county, Montezuma Habitat for Humanity has been working on projects to renovate, improve, and repair existing housing. We have not yet worked up to being able to manage a project to build a new house. However, our vision, which is a world where everyone has a decent place to live, encompasses all kinds of work, including the repair projects that we're currently working on.
So do we know much about what folks are doing to fill that gap right now? If there is this income gap as well as a shortage of housing, what's happening right now in Montezuma County with folks who either can't afford or can't find adequate housing?
When you drive around our county, you'll notice that there are a large number of mobile homes, many of them in poor repair. And we know that we have a significant segment of our population who lives in housing that is of a substandard quality. Our projects for repairing homes frequently are in this type of housing because the owners are not able to maintain them and don't have sufficient funds to repair them when significant problems arise with those homes.
And if someone is looking for housing through Habitat for Humanity, how do they get that started? Is there like a form they fill out or something, or how does that get going?
Yes, there is a form to fill out, of course.
Of course.
Our projects for repairing and improving homes, is the project name is A Brush with Kindness. The Brush with Kindness application process is quite simple. It's a several-page application. There are some requirements. The projects are only provided to homeowners, not to renters, and the taxes must be up to date and any mortgage payments also up to date. The application is available on our website, which is habitatmontezuma.org. It's also available to be mailed to a potential applicant by calling our phone number, which is 565-8327.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guests this morning are from Habitat for Humanity, including Susan Rain, who's a board member for Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County. And also joining us is Lynn Anderson. She's the store manager for the Habitat for Humanity resale store. Lynn, can you talk a little bit about what's the mission behind the resale store?
Well, the whole reason for bringing the store into existence was to be one of the primary fundraising vehicles for our efforts at building homes. And when we opened it a year ago, just three things came together to make that possible. There was a local business called Builders Depot that had gone out of business, so that left a niche, an empty niche, waiting to be filled. We found a landlord willing to work with us to help us get started in Dan Belt and his sons. And also, I had the time to devote to getting the store up and running. So we'd been wanting to do this for a while, kicking it around, and it just seemed like the time to just give it a go. And we've raised between $40,000 and $50,000 so far.
Is this a model that is seen around the country with Habitat for Humanity? Are there resale stores all over the place?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's over 800 Habitat stores, Habitat restores throughout the country in metropolitan as well as rural areas.
And what kinds of things do you sell there?
Everything for the home, from home furnishings to home decor to large and small appliances, tools, hardware, plumbing supplies and plumbing fixtures, paint. We have a line of recycled paint that we're pretty proud of called Green Sheen Paint. It's made here in Colorado out of recycled latex paint, and it's half the price of store paint.
And how do you find the stock for all this? Is it a people bring in all of these things as donations?
Yes, other than the Green Sheen Paint, which we buy, everything in the store is donated either by local citizens or businesses, and we've been very fortunate to have great support from the local community in terms of donations and also shoppers. We continue to get new customers every week.
And you mentioned volunteers. Are people helping out at the store? What are ways that people can get involved at Habitat for Humanity right now?
We have a great group of volunteers right now, but we could use more. Right now, the store is only open 4 days a week. We'd love to open more days, and we'd like to be able to do more. Many of the donations we get need small repairs. It would be great to have people who have small engine repair abilities, bicycle repair people, people who can repair furniture. We also need help with all the standard things that go on in the store, from accepting donations to cleaning them to pricing them to putting them on the shelves, helping the customers on the sales floor, helping load customer purchases, going out in our truck to pick up donations. So we have lots of volunteer jobs available.
Is there a how do you determine what kinds of things you take to the store? Do people just drop things off and you'll either take them or get rid of them? Is there some sort of standard that you try to, I'm assuming if you're trying to resell this stuff, you have to kind of examine and go, this isn't going to work or this will be good for the store?
Yeah, we ask for gently used products. So in the case of upholstered furniture, we like furniture that doesn't have stains or cat scratches or cigarette burn marks on it, for instance. We do turn away donations that don't meet our standards. But, you know, by and large, we are able to use most things that people bring us. And we also pass things along to other charities who have resale stores. For instance, we don't take clothing. But if a donor brings in a load of things that has a lot of what we can use and also some clothing, rather than make them make another trip, we'll take the clothing and pass it on to the Salvation Army or the Methodist Church thrift store or somebody like that.
This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning we're talking about Habitat for Humanity and Habitat for Humanity here in Montezuma County. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Lynn Anderson, the store manager of Habitat for Humanity at their resale store, and also Susan Rain is joining us here in the studio. She's a board member for Habitat for Humanity in Montezuma County. Lynn, I understand that you're also taking in items that can be recycled, or if you can't use something or if it's not sellable at the store, you're able to sometimes recycle some of the materials in that.
That's a great point, Tom. Yes, everything made out of metal, we can recycle and earn money from that. And not only do we earn money, but keeping it out of the landfill is an asset to the whole community. We can also take old scrap wiring, electric motors that don't work anymore, copper, stainless steel, brass. So anything that we get in that is no longer usable, if it's made out of some sort of metal, we can recycle it, earn money, and keep things out of the waste stream.
It must be nice to be right next door to Belt Salvage then for,
yes,
for that part of the business.
Yes, that is a big help, and there's great synergy between the two businesses. Speaking of metal, things that qualify as metal are old appliances that are no longer working. Of course, refrigerators are an exception because they contain refrigerant, so we can't take those. But washers, dryers, dishwashers, things like that that are no longer working, we can recycle and earn money from those.
And Susan, we were talking a little bit earlier this morning about some of the renovation projects that Habitat for Humanity in Montezuma County has going. Can you talk a little bit more about what that looks like? I think a lot of people have this idea that Habitat for Humanity is out there putting up fresh new walls and building, but you also do a fair amount of renovation, and especially here in Montezuma County.
Sure. I'd love to talk about that. We would like to be putting up some walls, but currently our projects are focused on repairs and improvements. Some of those projects look like a complete redo of an exterior that was significantly deteriorating, roofing projects, replacing flooring for a disabled person who needed to use a wheelchair and couldn't with their current flooring. Wheelchair ramps have been built in a number of houses. So those are the types of projects we're currently working on.
Are you doing anything around, say, like energy efficiency and those kinds of things within houses, insulation, windows?
We can do those kinds of projects. And within my experience with Habitat for Humanity in Montezuma County, we have not done an insulation project. There may have been some in the past. I'm relatively new to the organization.
Okay, fair enough.
So I don't know the exact answer to that. With regard to renovation, the city of Cortez has a number of homes that are no longer occupiable due to code violations and having been abandoned, basically. And we are currently looking at a home like that to acquire to do a complete renovation, which would involve completely tearing out the interior and replacing everything inside.
So that would be almost like a new build.
It would be very similar to a new build, and we would be selecting a family for this home, and they would be helping to pay for it with sweat equity, and then they would be able to have a no-interest mortgage loan to pay for the materials that were used. So we are hoping that that would be our leverage into the ability to build a new home, would be to start, move from our current repair projects to a renovation of an existing part of the housing stock, and then move on to new construction. We also have a project in process, collaborating with a local bank that repossessed a small subdivision within the city limits. It has a number of lots in it. If this comes to fruition, what we would be doing would be building new homes on each of those lots. Not all at one time.
Unless you sell a lot at the store, right?
Yes. Lynn would have to get really busy.
Exactly. If you're just tuning in, this is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Lynn Anderson, the store manager for the Habitat for Humanity resale store, and Susan Rain, a board member for Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County. Lynn, as we wrap up here, I just wanted to give you a chance. Is there something or certain kinds of things that you really wish you could have more of at the store for resale?
More building supplies, for sure, because people think of Habitat for Humanity when they think of building supplies, and we really don't get that much lumber and that sort of thing. And we could definitely use full lengths of leftover lumber.
Okay. And Susan, if people want to get more involved with Habitat for Humanity, we talked a little bit about volunteering at the store, but are there some other ways, maybe some work on the board, those kinds of things?
Absolutely. We can certainly use more board members. And the phone number that I provided earlier for anyone who needs an application for the Brush with Kindness projects is the phone number to use as well to find out or to offer up their services on the board. That is 565-8327. The board meets once a month at 7:30 in the morning. Requires some commitment.
Right and early.
And we definitely could use some more board members and people who want to be involved in this kind of work in Montezuma County.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Tom, for having us.
That's Lynn Anderson, the store manager for Habitat for Humanity resale store, and Susan Rain, a board member for Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County. We've been talking about Habitat for Humanity this morning and how they help folks find housing here in Montezuma County. You've been listening to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.